testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 2.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. We ask our members and our guests with us today to please silence any electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Abe Jones from Wake County. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing thereafter for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Jones, good morning.
Good morning. If I may, I'd just very, very briefly read a passage of Scripture, and I'm going to pray. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again to be here in this special place. We ask that you give us vision, give us knowledge, give us insight, and last but not least, as Solomon of old asked for, please give us wisdom. We ask that we follow your commandment to love the Lord thy God with all our hearts and our minds and our strength, and that we also follow the second part, that we love our neighbors as ourselves. This I ask in your holy name. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for January 11th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for January 11th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, the following representatives were absent on opening day but have now subscribed to the oath of office and will assume their seats in the House of Representatives. Representative Harrison on January 24th, and Representative Everett on January the 25th. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly or to the House, the clerk will read.
State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor. Dear Mr. White and Ms. Holland, this is written to comply with Section 1 and Section 2 of Executive Order Number 107, signed to Governor Hunt on February 20, 1997. This shall serve as my official designation of Room 1140 within the Department of Administration Building as the Office of the Legislative Council under the provision of Section 1. I hereby designate the following employees of the Governor's Office as the officials to whom delivery of bills can be made under the provisions of Section 2, Alicia Davis, Claudia Shoemaker, and Jessica Weinbrenner. Alicia Davis and Claudia Shoemaker shall serve as designated liaisons to lobby on behalf of this office. Ms. Davis' office will be located in Room 1140B of the Administrative Building, and the phone number is 919-814-2027. Ms. Shoemaker's office is located in Room 1140C of the Administrative Building, and her phone number is 919-814-2027. 2015. With kind regards, I am forever truly yours, Roy Cooper. Town of Carrboro, a resolution in support of closing North Carolina's health insurance coverage gap through Medicaid expansion. Signed.
Both messages are noted and will be placed on file with the office of the House Principal Clerk. Members of the chair, could get your attention just a moment for a special matter today. As many of you may know, January the 27th is Holocaust Remembrance Day, and we are joined by a special guest this afternoon. The courtesies of the floor have been extended to Rabbi David Eggert. Rabbi Eggert was born and raised in Lakewood, New Jersey. He received his Master's in Divinity degree from Yeshiva Perche Shoshanim in Lakewood. He currently serves as the battalion chaplain of the 192nd Ordnance Battalion stationed at Fort Bragg and is married to Shira. Together they have a son, Israel. He is also joined on the floor today by Sergeant Savannah Alejandros, who is the religious affairs specialist. At this time, the chair would like to invite Rabbi Eggert to be recognized to make brief remarks from the well of the house. Rabbi.
Thank you all for inviting me and allowing me to say just a few words. You know, Friday is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. I'm not sure how many of you remember the Holocaust. It was a long time ago. It was over 70 years ago, close to 75 years ago. I wasn't even a thought then, and thank God for that, because I want to be nowhere near there. But in all seriousness, the Holocaust was a terrible time. Could you imagine being in the United States of America and having a similar situation happen? All I know is that my family, I don't know how we would be able to survive if we had to have draconian laws like the Holocaust. But 6 million Jews, that's a lot of people. But don't forget, it wasn't just 6 million. That's the 6 million you actually know about. There was also other nations, other religions, other people that were targeted just because of who they were. Lesbian, gays, that was something that was definitely not acceptable over there. People were killed for that. And the last words that a lot of Jewish people said, it's a famous thing in the Bible, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which translates to Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. So the last words of almost 6 million people had these words on their lips. And with that, I just want to close in prayer. So, Father in heaven, we ask for your blessings upon all the members that are gathered here today and for all the people that you represent across this great state. The Holocaust wasn't the first time that we were targeted because of what we believed in and how people worshiped. Whether you're Jewish, Christian, or any other religion, people have been targeted across the world for centuries on end. We know that each one of us is unique and different in our own way. But that is not a reason to allow hatred to exist amongst us at all. So God, we deserve the same treatment, whether we're white, black, it doesn't make a difference. If we wear a funny hat on our heads, or we wear glasses or not, we're all made in your image, God. We look like you. So let the words "never forget" ring across this great state and across the globe. Never forget, and always remember. Blessings for all, renegade blessings. Amen. Thank you all, and that's all I have.
Thank you again, Captain Eggert. Honored to have you with us today. Appreciate you. We appreciate both of your service in the United States Army, what you do. Thank you. Members, one administrative matter I think has been discussed with both the majority and the minority leader that chair is going to be looking for a motion to suspend the rules to add one additional committee that was accidentally omitted from the temporary rules. So at this time, Looks like Representative Hall and Representative Reeves are conferring. You ready, Representative Hall, for your motion? Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that rules 31, 41, and 58 be suspended so that I may file a resolution altering the temporary House rules, and further that the resolution receive its first reading today and be added to today's calendar.
No objection. So ordered. The clerk will file the resolution and assign a number. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Destin Hall, House Resolution 16, amend House Temporary Rules Committee List.
House resolution is placed on today's calendar for immediate consideration. Clerk will read.
Representative Destin Hall, House Resolution 16, amend House Temporary Rules Committee List.
Gentleman from Caldwell is recognized to debate the resolution.
Members, this amendment is just so that we can add the Unemployment Insurance Committee to the rules. It was not in the initial temporary rules package that we voted on. And again, the only change would be to add that committee so that that committee can start doing its business, again, while we're sorting out what the permanent rules will be. So please vote yes.
Any further discussion, debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of House Resolution 16. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Resolution 16, having passed its second reading, is ordered printed. Members, our next pleasant item of business is going to be the appointment of committee chairs and the distribution of gavels. So what we'll do, for those members who have been appointed as chairs of committees, your name will be called. Once you hear it called, please approach the well of the House to receive your gavel. Additionally, the entire committee membership of the committees will be read upon adjournment, and it also uploaded to the website, and at that time are official. So without further ado, the principal clerk will read the chairmanships for the 156th session of the North Carolina General Assembly.
Agriculture, Representative Dixon, Senior Chair, and McNeely. Alcoholic Beverage Control, Representatives Bradford, Mills, and Willingham. Appropriations, Representatives Arps, Senior Chair, Lambeth, Senior Chair, Sane, Senior Chair, Brisson, Elmore, Faircloth, Kyle Hall, Brendan Jones, Sasser, Strickland. Appropriations, Agriculture, and Natural and Economic Resources, Representative Dixon, Senior Chair, Gillespie, and Goodwin. Appropriations, Capital, Representative Hastings. Appropriations, Education, Representatives Hardister, Torbett, and Willis. Which one Appropriations General Government, Representatives Cleveland and Riddell. Appropriations Health and Human Services, Representatives Kristen Baker, Potts, and White. Appropriations Information Technology, Representative Johnson.
When we start giving animals to the pages.
Appropriations Justice and Public Safety, Representatives Davis, Green, Miller, and Carson Smith. Appropriations Transportation, Representatives Eiler and Shepard. Banking, Representative Winslow. Commerce, Representative Ross and Sauls. Disaster Recovery and Homeland Security, Representatives Bell and Pless. Education Community Colleges, Representative Willis. Education K-12, Representatives Blackwell, Cotham, and Torbett. Education Universities, Representatives Hardister and Pickett. Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform, Representative Mills. Energy and Public Utilities, Representatives Arp, Kyle Hall, and Winslow. Environment, Representative Gillespie and Eiler.
This is truly like the mountains and coasts.
It is.
Right.
Ethics, Representative Saul and Ray. Families, Children, and Aging Policy, Representatives Clampett and Pierce. Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs, Representative Clampett. Finance, Representatives Bradford, Senior Chair, Kidwell, Senior Chair, Setzer, Senior Chair, Ray, Senior Chair, Howard, Ross, and Tyson. Health, Representatives Potts, Senior Chair, Kristen Baker, Lambeth, Perret, Sasser, and White. Insurance, Representatives Humphrey and Setzer. Judiciary 1, Representative Davis. Judiciary 2, Representative Stevens. Judiciary 3, Representative Blackwell. Local government, Representatives Penny and Watford. Local government, land use, planning, and development, Representative Brody. Marine Resources and Aquaculture, Representative Cleveland. Military and Veterans Affairs, Representatives Goodwin and Loftus. Oversight Reform, Representatives Johnson and Warren. Pensions and Retirement, Representative Carson Smith and Wheatley. Redistricting, Representative Destin Hall. The most popular guy. Regulatory Reform, Representatives Riddell and Zenger. State Government, Representative Warren. State Personnel, Representative Pirtle.
Yeah, there might be some colors in there.
Transportation, Representatives Brendan Jones, McNeely, Shepherd, and Tyson.
Tyson.
UNC Board of Governors nominations, Representative Hastings. Unemployment Insurance, Representative Howard. Wildlife Resources, Representatives Adams and Moss.
Members, if you would give the chair your attention, please. I would like to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a special guest that we have here. We're joined by Leah Lynn, who is from Charlotte, North Carolina. She is the 2022 Miss High School America and author of the published children's book, No Perfect Polar Bear, which promotes the anti-bullying platform of the BRAVE organization, which stands for Building Respect and Values for Everyone. If you would, please join me in welcoming Ms. Lynn. Ms. Lynn, would you please stand so that we can welcome you? Thank you for being with us today. Members, a little bit of planning. First of all, it's good to see that Representative Brisson is here today, not causing any drama. So, William, good to see you looking good there and recovering well. I stand by my statement. You're the toughest guy in this house, apparently, after that day. So it's great to see you back and wish you all the best. Members, there will be session tomorrow, but no votes. So there will be no other action taken. For planning purposes, I would say next week, if we have votes at all, it would be on Wednesday. We'll make sure that we inform the minority leader, the majority leader of what we're looking at. I mean, bills have just now been filed, so if there would be bills taken up, they would need to go through a committee on Tuesday. The schedule we put out, I believe that's been released to everyone. The schedule of the House's operations has varied over the years. And a few of us in the chamber remember a time when, and I'm looking at like Representative Carney, for example, when we would have to be here on Monday nights for votes and Tuesday and Wednesday. And sometimes on Thursday, we'd be here till late in the day. For those who live, 30 minutes from the legislative building, that's not a big deal. But for folks who live 2 hours, 3 hours, and some who even live 6 hours away, that's that can be quite a burden at times. So one of the things that I've tried to do since being the speaker of this body is to come up with a schedule that is friendly for members. A lot of you have families. A lot of you have young children. A lot of you have, I hope, if you're not retired, I hope you have a job because it's only a $14,000 a year salary here. And so It is what we've tried to do is to leave it open so that Mondays you won't have to be here. We feel like we can get our business done, so Mondays, any session that we would have, unless notice is given in advance, would be no vote sessions. On Tuesdays, more than likely, those are going to generally be committee days, so there would be no votes taken in session on Tuesday. Again, if that varies, you will be given notice of that. And then session votes on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And we do have committees, as you've seen on the committee schedule, scheduled for Thursday mornings, which would a lot of times indicate that we have a session on Thursday afternoon. But this is the caveat that I add to that. A lot of times, if we know, for example, only a couple committees are going to need to meet on Thursday, and not that many, we will have session on Thursday morning so that those members who do not have committee meetings later on can go on back to their district and not just be here waiting. The participation and the other side that I need from members is that if you have a committee on a Thursday, that you stay and you attend those committee meetings. Those are very important. What happens if that doesn't happen is we end up moving session to later in the day because nobody wants to miss recorded votes. But that's the request that the chair would make, because the one thing that I'll hear complaints about when we have a Thursday morning session is that the committee chairs will say, well, we had these bills that were to be taken up. Now we're delayed because we don't have a quorum. So I would ask members, I would ask both the majority leader and the minority leader to encourage the members of the respective caucuses to attend those committees when we do that. But looking forward to a great start this year. As members know, the bill filing has opened, so members may file bills. And I know there are just a ton of good ideas from this group, so the clerk's office is open, ready to receive those. And so, but just want to thank you all again for the chance to serve as a speaker for this session. Value the opportunity to continue working with those that I've known before, and to work with and to get to know the new members who are here with us today. For the new members, this is a little different experience this time. This is more the norm. It's always a good day when we have our families and everyone here, but this is more the normal operations at this point. So I would use a lot of my one advice I would give, particularly the new members, is use this time to get to know your colleagues, but not just your colleagues on this side or that side, but to get to know everybody on both sides. I think you'll find it's a good way to spend time and a good way to really respect and know this institution even that much more. So with that, I don't believe there's any further business before the body, so we'll open it up to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
For a notice, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor.
Actually, two. I'm happy to inform you of the reorganization of the Joint Motorsports Caucus, which I will chair. This caucus is formed to inform and recognize that Charlotte Motor Speedway NASCAR events are essential to the economic health and vitality of the entire state of North Carolina. You should have received an email from my L.A., Vidya Torbett, to reply to if you wish to join the caucus. And a second announcement, Mr. Speaker, is also the formation of a caucus. I'm happy to inform you of the reorganization of North Carolina House County Commissioners Caucus that will be chaired by Representative Becky Carney and myself. This caucus is formed to discuss the legislative policy and budgetary issues impacting all North Carolina's 100 counties and to foster relationships between the state and county leaders. You also should have received an invitation in your email box to attend a breakfast in the Legislative Building cafeteria tomorrow morning at 7:30. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Torbett. For what purpose does the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Zinger, rise?
Personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
So I just wanted to let everybody know, you might not know why we selected today to open session. It's to honor my seatmate, Charlie Miller, because it's his birthday today.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Willis, rise?
To make an announcement and a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor for both purposes.
I would like to announce the reformation of the Early Childhood Caucus. The mission of this caucus will be to establish a bipartisan voice of legislators who will learn together about our children and how we can effectively use our role in the General Assembly to impact children from across the state from prenatal through 8 years old, the most impactful time to create independent and productive future citizens for our state. The leadership and co-chairs of the caucus will be Representative David Willis, myself, and Representative Ashton Clemens. We look forward to anyone that wants to join us. We'll send an email out and ask for your participation. We encourage you to join this very important caucus. On a personal note, I have my firstborn will be turning 16 this weekend, and so I ask for your thoughts and prayers and your patience on the highway. So look out for him, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, the North Carolina House Freedom Caucus will be reforming. We'll have our first meeting this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Conference Room 415. If you are freedom-minded, if you wish to have input on legislation to try and make it more freedom-minded, we welcome your input from either side of the aisle. So 4:15 at 2 o'clock, North Carolina House Freedom Caucus.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
Thank you. For a moment of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
I stand here as a proud, proud grandmother today. My oldest granddaughter graduated from Chamberlain Nursing University as cum laude. She took her boards on Saturday, and I am so happy to say that she is a RN, BSN, registered in the state of North Carolina to practice nursing. Help me raise her up. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
The House Health Chairs, all 27 of us, will meet in room... In room 612, 15 minutes after session, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
You sure you don't need the full auditorium up there? For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, rise?
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal.
So ordered. For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
The famous 420 caucus will be organizing again this session, and I'll be sending out invitations for members from across the entire assembly to be involved. 420.
Yeah. For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Bradford, rise?
For announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor.
Representative Zach Hawkins and myself, we are chairing the IDD caucus. That's for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. If you have an interest in serving on that caucus, please reach out to Representative Hawkins or myself. And then once we know the interested parties, we will set up our first meeting. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jones, rise?
I just speak to a point of personal privilege in the honor of
Gentleman has four.
Former Representative Annie Brown Kennedy passed away, and she was funeralized today in Winston-Salem. I happen to go to law school with one of her sons, and I just want to honor her memory. Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting us know, sir. For what purpose does the gentleman from Granville, Representative Sossaman, rise?
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
So ordered as to the representative statement, and the gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. The statement is honoring Chief Cordell, who is the fire chief of Henderson, who is dying with cancer. An excellent man who has served our community well and the state. A man that is a man of faith. He taught a Sunday school class before he had his brain tumor. The operation was successful, but then it came back like with a vengeance. And he probably has days, weeks at the most to live. But when you hear people in the community talk, he never had any children of his own, but he has children and he has grandchildren that he has influenced and taken care of his 51 years. Henderson had the Steve Cordell Day, January the 19th. Commissioner Causey came and presented the Order of the Guardian. The city did a declaration, and they gave him his plaque for 30 years of service. But I appreciate you listening as I spoke just a few moments about a personal friend of mine who has been a great citizen, not only in Henderson and Vance County, but across the state. I hope you'll have him and his family in your prayers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Representative Hardister is recognized to actually send forth two representative statements, one honoring David Keith Jones, the other honoring Destin Edmondson, and the chair directs those be spread across the journal, read upon, read in full upon adjournment. For what purpose, gentlemen, for both, President Kidwell, rise.
To amend and append my previous announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has four.
The appendage is our clerk very dutifully informed me that I'm supposed to announce the leadership of the North Carolina House Freedom Caucus. Currently, I am serving as chairman. Ben Moss will be serving as vice chairman, and Jeff McNeely will be serving as the secretary. Also, the room, in amending that announcement, the room is 421 at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Members of the chair, I just thought of one thing I want to remind members of. I don't know how many of you have been around to the LOB on the fourth floor to see some of the remodeled committee rooms over there. They have been brought into this century. It's quite nice. If you haven't seen them, you really ought to check those out. Of course, you've seen some of the work that's happened in this building. But that was done, I think it all came in under budget, which is amazing in this time, and done in such a way that I think something we can be very proud of. Those rooms had not been renovated for about 30 years or so, so very, very proud of seeing that. So if you haven't seen those, you ought to check those out before you leave this week. Any further notices or announcements? Yes, this is from the clerk. This is very important. A number of you have still not signed the oath book in the House Principal Clerk's office. So you need to sign the oath book so that you will be bona fide. So before you leave today, if you haven't gone back there, it's a large book, you have to sign it. If you haven't done that, please, before you leave today, go back to the House Principal Clerk's office and do that, because that needs to be done. Anything further from the clerk? Anything further from the body? If not, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, January 26th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Hastings, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, January 26th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
The Speaker makes the following committee assignments to the standing committees of the House of Representatives. Agriculture, Vice Chairs Gillespie, Ray, Members Ager, Alexander, Baucom, Bell, Brisson, Brody, Kanika Brown, Cotham, Elmore, Everett, Goodwin, Hall, Kyle Hall, Harris, Humphrey, Jeffers, Kidwell, Lofton, Lowry, Majeed, Penny, Sasser, Strickland, Watford, Alcoholic Beverage Control Vice Chair Ray Pickett, Members Alexander, Bell, Kanika Brown, Dahl, Hardister, Lucas, Pare, Pike, Rudow, Sane, Willis, Winslow, Ray, Appropriations Vice Chairs Kristen Baker, Cleveland, Davis, Dixon, Gillespie, Goodwin, Green, Hardister, Hastings, Eiler, Johnson, Miller, Potts, Riddell, Shepard, Carson Smith, Torbett, Donna McDowell White, Willis, Members Adams, Ager, Alston, Autry, Amber Baker, Ball, Belk, Biggs, Blackwell, Brockman, Brody, Gloris Dean Brown, Kanika Brown, Terry Brown, Boynsey, Budd, Cairns, Cervania, Chesser, Clampett, Crawford, Crutchfield, Cunningham, Dahl, Gill, Harrison, Hawkins, Humphrey, Francis Jackson, Jeffers, John, Abe Jones, Lou, Loftus, Logan, Lucas, Majid, McNeely, Mills, Maury, Moss, Pare, Penny, Pickett, Pierce, Pless, Prather, Price, Pirtle, Quick, Reeder, Reeves, Robertson, Rudow, Charles Smith, Sossaman, Staten Williams, Stevens, Von Hafen, Ward, Wheatley, Willingham, Appropriations, Agricultural, and Natural Economic Resources, Vice Chairs, Kyle Hall and Strickland, Members Ager, Brody, Gloristine Brown, Cairns, Dahl, Harrison, Humphrey, Jeffers, McNeely, Quick, Robertson. Appropriations Capital. Vice Chair Dean Arp, Members Chesser, Crawford, Francis Jackson, Pickett, Staten Williams. Appropriations Education. Vice Chairs Blackwell, Elmore, Members Brockman, Crutchfield, Gill, Hawkins, Lucas, Prather, Sossaman, Wheatley. Appropriations General Government, Vice Chairs Brisson, Members Kanika Brown, Majid, Penny, Charles Smith, Von Hafen, Ward. Appropriations Health and Human Services, Vice Chairs Donnie Lambeth, Pare, Sasser, Members Ball, Brisson, Terry Brown, Boynty, Cervania, Cunningham, Lou, Mark Pless, and Reeder. Appropriations Information Technology, Vice Chairs Kyle Hall and Sane, Members Autry, Biggs, Budd, Price. Appropriations Justice and Public Safety, Vice Chairs Mike Clampett and John Faircloth, Members John, Abe Jones, Logan, Maury, Pierce, Pirtle, Reeves, Stevens. Appropriations Transportation, Vice Chair Brendan Jones, Members Adams, Alston, Amber Baker, Belk, Donnie Loftus, Logan, Mills, Moss, Rudow, Willingham, Banking, Vice Chair Becky Carney, Members Balcom, Butler, Cairns, Everett, Howard, Neil Jackson, Johnson, Keith Kidwell, Lou, Majid, Tyson, Zenger, Commerce, Vice Chairs Johnson, Pierce, Tyson, Members Adams, Autry, Baker, Bradford, Kanika Brown, Butler, Clemens, Cunningham, Everett, Kyle Hall, Howard, Eiler, Lofton, Moss, Pike, Reeder, Sane, Shepard, Sossaman, Strickland, Winslow, Disaster Recovery and Homeland Security, Vice Chairs Humphrey and Brendan Jones, Ager, Membership Ager, Davis, Gillespie, Longus, Rudow, Staten Williams, Education Community Colleges, Vice Chair Wheatley, Members Adams, Blackwell, Bradford, Brody, Gloristine Brown, Clampett, Clemens, Elmore, John, Penny, Prather, Price, Robertson, Sauls, Tyson, White. Education K through 12, Vice Chairs Cecil Brockman, Diane Wheatley, and David Willis, Members Ball, Biggs, Budd, Clemens, Elmore, Fontenot, Gill, Eiler, Johnson, Lambeth, Lofton, Lucas, Maury, Potts, Riddell, Shepard, Sossaman, Strickland, Von Hafen, Education Universities, Hastings, Vice Chair and Membership, Alexander, Kristen Baker, Gloristine Brown, Boynty, Carney, Crutchfield, Davis, Hawkins, Howard, Neil Jackson, Lambeth, Longest, Prather, and Reeder. Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform, Vice Chairs Dahl and Warren, Membership, Amber Baker, Kristen Baker, Ball, Biggs, Blackwell, Boynty, Cotham, Davis, Dixon, Faircloth, Harrison, Eiler, John, Riddell, Ward, Willingham, Willis, Zenger. Energy and Public Utilities, Vice Chairs, Brendan Jones, Miller, and Pare. Membership, Alexander, Bell, Brisson, Brockman, Terry Brown, Cairns, Carney, Cervania, Cotham, Crawford, Cunningham, Dixon, Destin Hall, Harrison, Hastings, Hawkins, Howard, Mills, Pierce, Riddell, Sane, Sauls, Setzer, Strickland, Watford, Ray, Zenger. Environment, Vice Chairs, Davis and Harrison. Membership, Alexander, Alston, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Dixon, Goodwin, Kyle Hall, Kidwell, McNeely, Howard Penny, Pickett, Quick, Staten Williams, Wheatley, and White. Ethics, Vice Chair, Setzer, members Carney, Cotham, Dahl, Davis, Sane, Families, Children, and Aging Policy, no Vice Chairs, members Baker, Kristen, Crawford, Green, Liu, Lowry, Maury, Pirtle, Reeder, Sasser, and Charles Smith, Federal Relations, American Indian Affairs, Vice Chairs, Gillespie, Lowry, Pless, members Hastings, Brendan Jones, Reeves, Riddell, Staten Williams, Willingham, Finance, Vice Chairs Harry Warren and Jeff Zinger, members Alexander, Baucom, Bell, Butler, Carney, Clemens, Cotham, Everett, Fontenot, Destin Hall, Harris, Neil Jackson, Lofton, Longest, Lowry, Pike, Sauls, Wofford, Winslow, Health, Vice Chairs Cotham, Cunningham, members Ball, Belk, Blackwell, Brisson, Brockman, Boynsey, Carney, Cervania, Chesser, Crawford, Crutchfield, Dixon, Fontenot, Howard, Humphrey, Liu, Loftus, Lucas, Pierce, Pirtle, Reeder, Setzer, Shepherd, Tyson, Wofford, Wheatley, Ray, Insurance, Lucas, the Vice Chairs, Lucas, Sasser, Willingham, members Kristen Baker, Bradford, Terry Brown, Chesser, Cleveland, Gill, Kyle Hall, Howard, Lambeth, Majeed, Pierce, Potts, Robertson, Tyson, Warren, Ray, Judiciary 1, Vice Chair Gray Mills, members Alston, Arp, Bradford, Cotham, Harrison, Abe Jones, Potts, Sane, Judiciary 2, Vice Chair Charles Miller, and members Bud, Gill, Green, Lofton, Maury, Pirtle, Smith, Willis, Judiciary 3, Vice Chair Bill Ward, members Terry M. Terry Brown, Everett, Faircloth, Harris, Howard, Joe John, Kidwell, and Zenger. Local Government, no Vice Chairs, members Vernetta Alston, Autry, Faircloth, Francis Jackson, Jeffers, Loftus, Miller, Moss, Pickett, Prather, Sasser, Setzer, Von Hafen, White. Local Government, Land Use Planning and Development, no Vice Chairs, members Adams, Baucom, Ball, Gloristein Brown, Crutchfield, Dahl, Moss, Price, Rudow, Wofford, Zenger. Marine Resources and Aquaculture, Vice Chair Cairns, members Goodwin, Harris, Harrison, Eiler, Kidwell, Longus, Miller, Reeves, Warren, Military Veterans Affairs, Vice Chairs Cleveland, Majeed, members Arp, Autry, Cairns, Chesser, Fontenot, Francis Jackson, Logan, Paré, Pierce, Potts, Charles Smith, Von Hafen, Oversight Reform, no Vice Chairs, members Arp, Cervania, Chesser, Cleveland, Dahl, McNeely, Quick, Stevens, Willingham, Pensions and Retirement, Vice Chair Gill, members Brody, Elmore, Lambeth, Pike, Quick, Robertson, Ross, Redistricting, Vice Chair Sane and Torbett, members Brockman, Carney, Dixon, Fontenot, Hardister, Harrison, Hastings, Hawkins, Abe Jones, Brendan Jones, Lowry, Mills, Reeves, Stevens, Warren, Regulatory Reform, no Vice Chairs, members Ager, Amber Baker, Belk, Biggs, Blackwell, Bradford, Brody, Terry Brown, Butler, Clampett, Dahl, Kidwell, Paré, Price, and Stevens. Rules Counter Operations of the House Vice Chairs, Hastings, Brendan Jones, and Torbett. Members Bell, Brisson, Carney, Clemens, Cotham, Cunningham, Dahl, Davis, Dixon, Cowhall, Hardister, Neil Jackson, John, Mills, Paré, Quick, Reeves, Sane, Tyson, White, Willingham, Ray, State Government, no Vice Chairs, members Baucom, Green, Francis Jackson, Jeffers, Pike, Ross, Charles Smith, Torbett, Bill Ward, State Personnel, Vice Chair Dudley Green, members Amber Baker, Goodwin, Neil Jackson, Logan, Ward, Shelley, Willingham, Transportation, Vice Chairs Adams, Cleveland, Eiler, Moss, members Alston, Arp,
Belk, Biggs, Butler, Carney, Faircloth, Goodwin, Harris, Hawkins, John, Loftus, Lofton, Logan, Miller, Pickett, Pless, Robertson, Ross, Sossaman, Warren, Winslow, UNC Board of Governors nomination, Vice Chairs, Ted Davis Jr. and John Hardister, members Amber Baker, Bud, Lambeth, Majeed, Pickett, Setzer, Staten Williams, and Torbett, unemployment insurance, no vice chairs, members Terry Brown, Butler, Destin Hall, Longest, Setzer, Warren, Wildlife Resources, Vice Chairs, Clampett, Gillespie, and members Brisson, Cunningham, Johnson, Abe Jones, Lofton, Lucas, Pless, Rudow, Carson Smith, Ray. Clarification, UNC Board of Governors nominations, just Abe Jones will serve on UNC Board of Governors nominations. Further clarification. Carson Smith is appointed to Judiciary 2 Committee. A representative statement honoring Dustin Edmondson. Whereas Dustin Edmondson received the 2022 Law Enforcement Torch Run International Executive Council Athlete Award and has been selected one of the final leg law enforcement torch runners on behalf of the Special Olympics of North Carolina for the 2023 Berlin, Germany Special Olympics World Games. And whereas the Law Enforcement Torch Run is the largest grassroots awareness and fundraising effort for Special Olympics with more than 100,000 law enforcement participants around the world, raising over $900 million internationally, $300 million in North Carolina, and reshaping millions of attitudes on the strength and exceeding challenges. And whereas Destin Edmondson has distinguished himself as an athlete ambassador for the North Carolina Law Enforcement Torch Run Council and Special Olympics Global Messenger, now therefore it is fitting to honor Dustin Edmondson for being an ambassador who unselfishly advances the value of North Carolina Special Olympics for athletes and their families, in witness whereof the undersigned certifies the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed on the journal on this 25th day of January 2023, submitted by Representative John Hardister, attested to by House Principal Clerk James White. A representative statement honoring David Keith Jones. Whereas David Keith Jones is a dedicated public servant of the Guilford County Sheriff Department with 30 years of service, culminating with the position of Master Corporal in the Major Crime Section, and he has also volunteered with the Pleasant Garden Fire Department for 44 years, serving as Assistant Chief since 2014. And whereas David Keith Jones is active in the Law Enforcement Torch Run, the largest grassroots awareness and fundraising effort for Special Olympics with more than 100,000 law enforcement participants around the world, raising over $900 million internationally, $30 million. $30 million in North Carolina and reshaping millions of attitudes on the strength exceeding challenges. And whereas David Keith Jones was inducted into the Chief Richard LeMoyne International Law Enforcement Torch Run Hall of Fame for 2022 in recognition of more than 25 years of service to the North Carolina Law Enforcement Torch Run NCLETR. As the former NCLETR director, NCLETR executive council co-coordinator, team member initiating the Piedmont Triad Parlor Plunge fundraising, ambassador building awareness for the North Carolina Special Olympics, and final leg runner of the on behalf of the Special Olympics North Carolina in 2011 Athens, Greece Special Olympics World Games. Now, therefore, it is fitting to honor David Keith Jones for his many years of public service to his community and the North Carolina Special Olympics. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed on the journal on this 25th day of January 2023, submitted by Representative John Hardister, attested to by House Principal Clerk James White, and a representative statement honoring Steve Cordell, City of Henderson Fire Chief. Whereas Steve Cordell was raised in Henderson, North Carolina by his parents, Jimmy and Linda Cordell, and whereas Steve Cordell began working for the City of Henderson Fire Department on September 21st, 1992, and after years of dedicated service to the department and city, he achieved the rank of Assistant Fire Chief on January 10th, 2008, and was named Fire Chief on November 5th, 2015, and whereas under Chief Cordell's leadership and guidance, the City's Fire Department was upgraded from level 4 to level 2. Chief Cordell and North Carolina Certified Firefighter Live Burn and Driver Operator Instructor established a city's arson investigation team in 2015 and the Henderson Fire Department Honor Guard in 2022. And whereas Chief Cordell is a member of the North Carolina State Firefighters Association, North Carolina Association of Fire Chiefs, International Association of Fire Chiefs, North Carolina International Association of Arson Investigators, and North Carolina Association Rescue and EMS. And whereas Chief Cordell, a devoted father and grandfather, also found time to coach women's softball and to mentor his players for many years. And whereas the city of Henderson proclaimed January 19th, 2023 as Chief Cordell Day, now therefore it is fitting to recognize the honor and honor Chief Steve Cordell of the City of Henderson Fire Department for his many years of dedicated service to the City of Henderson. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the Journal on this 25th day of January 2022, submitted by Representative Frank Sossaman, attested to House Principal Clerk James White.